Blog Talk Radio.
I've been on both sides of the coin.
Those who are checking the show, the Man of Talk Show, as we try to build what we're doing in this movement. We got my brother, other brother here, Dow Harrington. And welcome to the show as another host, of course.
Man up, man up.
Nah, I appreciate smart. But you gotta know in this game, man, it ain't enough.
When you meet people, you wanna know their knowledge. You wanna know their story. What's the backstory? What brought you to this day? And if you know somebody who can help you to achieve that, it would be just totally ignorant.
We are on deck. We want to welcome everyone to the show. We're listening to New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Virginia, North Carolina, Georgia. Well, I checked you out earlier. Once again, yours truly, Mr. Nass. And I want to say a special...
I think all you men have nailed it, because the fact remains, we can't teach our younger men to become better men if we're being hypocrites. We're being hypocrites about what we're telling them to do.
Have things done to me, and I have done them. So I'm speaking from experience, and I'm also speaking from being able to tell you that it's real.
Everybody has to have a core. There's something that drives me. There's something that is bigger than ourselves.
Are you kidding me? Did you really just come at me like that? You will be eliminating the people that just don't have no business coming in your direction in the first place by the way you carry yourself, the way that you speak, and everything like that. So all you're doing is eliminating and inviting the correct people in your life.
No. We want to hear the difference.
Where do y'all want to go with this? You're talking children, you're talking relationships, you're talking all kinds of things, and it blows my mind, right, man.
Yeah, once again, welcome to the Man of Talk
into it. Welcome everybody. Welcome everyone. I hope everybody's feeling good, feeling fine. Big shout out to all those tuning into the Man Talk Show with the brothers. Yours truly, Mr. Nas. My brother Edward L. Fairley, the one and only. And of course, Brother Darrell Harrington and my man Hassan Black. What is going on, everybody? How's everybody doing? I got my man, Brother Eddie, in the building. What's going on, brother?
What's good? Good evening. How y'all doing?
Awesome, man. Awesome. I just thought it was appropriate to kind of come in with a little clip of Father, Can You Hear Me? You know, when I think about fathers, you know, I think about, you know, the ultimate father, you know, and what he sacrificed has done for us. So I got to give honor to him first. So that without him, I couldn't be me, man. So it was only right to pay that respect.
Amen.
You know?
There it is.
So, amen. So what's going on, brother?
I'm just sleepy, man. I'm going to be sleepy every week.
Okay. I love the logos you sent me, brother. We can put that out there.
I'm still sending them.
I love it.
I even saw a T-shirt mock-up too. It's a lot of stuff going on, brother. we are preparing to. We're actually shooting to launch the first pilot show in 3 weeks.
Okay, congratulations. That's what I'm talking about, brother.
Just busy, man. Busy.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. I definitely hear you. For those that said to him, you know, it's going to give a little update, you know, Brother Edward L. Feller, maybe it's better that you tell some of our listeners, because I know we got some new listeners on the check-in. Matter of fact, before you go any further, 205 area code. I'm not sure if you're checking this out or you're just listening. You have to hit the prompt. If you call, if a listener is calling in, the number is 646-478-4507. If you have a question, you want to talk to one of us, you know, you want to say Happy Father's Day, was there something on your mind, a question, you know, make sure you hit the prompt, you know, that indicates that you want to speak to us, because, you know, we want to make sure we speak to you. And if you want to, you know, talk, just make sure you hit the prompt. You know, it will indicate to us on our switchboard that you have a question. And I know we have listeners just tuning in on the phone. They don't have no particular question, but I know they're checking out on the website and also online. So we do appreciate those tuning in. But Brother Eddie, you going to let someone listen?
I noticed. I remember. I meant to say this a little earlier. Sig said that when she calls in, there is no prompt to ask her about a question or anything, and she doesn't even press anything. She just calls and waits, and it just sits her on there. So it's not prompting them to press a button to ask a question or anything like that. It just puts them up there. So I'm not sure. And it'll be okay if we get the dead air, just to make sure that we don't have people that are wanting to ask questions, but they just didn't have any access to a prompt to let them know that they wanted to share a question or a shout out.
Well, we'll definitely look through. You know, Sig, I appreciate, you know, holding it down in the back scene, because she let us know, hey, look, you know, this will need to be checked out. So, you know, we appreciate Sig and what she does and the support she provides for Brother Eddie and, of course, the brothers right here.
She just texted me her room, so I was talking about wake up.
Well, we got a, Eddie, we got a prompt. I'm not sure who the first one online. Want to check this call first to see?
Yeah, let's check.
What's going on? Hello, you're online with the Man of Talk Show.
Hello. Happy Father's Day, gentlemen. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, good. This is Sig.
Hello, Sig. Good afternoon. Or should I say good evening?
Good evening. Eddie, sweetheart, love you, baby, but I need you to wake up. That's not what I said.
You're talking about with the prompt?
What it does is it tells you, welcome to the talk show, and then it says, it tells that you're listening to the Man Up talk show, and then it asks you, if you want to be in the host queue to ask a question, then you say one. Then you press one. That's all it does.
No, that's all it does?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It just popped up.
If
like,
someone
you know,
just calls in, you're just listening. But if you hit the one, then you go into the queue.
Okay, great. You got listeners, please. Just hit one when you hear it. So what's going on, Sig? How you feeling this week?
Oh, my God. It's been a busy week for me, too, and I'm tired and it's extremely hot. I'm not complaining because the cold got on my nerves, but it's been good.
Well, that's good. That's good. I know you work hard doing what you do always, definitely. I know you got my man home because he's tired, and for him to have a lack of words, I find it very hard to do.
She's absolutely right, man. I always press the prompt for number one, but I do remember her saying something about there's no prompt to say to ask.
It doesn't
questions.
Give you options. It doesn't say
yeah.
Press one if you just want to listen. Press two if you want to ask a question. You either listen when you call in or you hit one and you're in the queue to ask a question.
That's right. I mean, so listeners, please, if you have a question, hit the one button. I mean, they call in.
Please
the
hit
button.
The one button and ask Eddie anything under the sun.
Ask him, you know. Wake up, brother. It's about energy right
up,
now, man.
Wake up, baby.
It's going to be
energy.
I'm
no awake. Excuses. I'm tired, but I'm awake. I don't do excuses. But, yeah, the response you might get might be a little different depending on how tired I am. So keep that in mind.
You know, the tiredness, you know, people,
if I'm sleepy, it might be less filtered. So just keep that in mind.
Oh, no, I need you to put those filters in place. Come on now.
I think Brother Eddie is still kicking in a minute. We got a couple of listeners from your area. Big shout out to the Trojan. They're out of Chesapeake, Virginia. Their staff is tuning in, checking you out, brother. So, you know, we're going to have fun tonight and talk to some of our younger brothers about fatherhood, you know, except in the week. Stop making excuses. It is what it
that's
is.
Good,
you're laid in that bed. You're laid in the bed. Hand me your business. Stop making excuses. And these kids didn't ask to come in this world. Man up. So, brother Eddie, I mean, you want to kind of let the listeners know a little bit what's going on with you and, you know, this, you know, the future projects and the TV shows. A lot of people don't know what's going on about you.
Yeah, that's fine. I am Edward L. Fairley. Please type in the L. If you don't, you'll find out who my father is. With that being said, I'm just an ordinary guy trying to do extraordinary things, and it seems to be working out because I'm staying true to who I am. With that being said, I was blessed to meet with Nas, who believed in my personality and who I am and just my passion, and we collaborated to form the Man Up Show, which is what you're listening to now. Through that, he believed so much into me that he felt that I should have my own radio talk show, which ended up being To the Root of It after he heard about me pitching To the Root of It to a TV producer. But he had already had in mind for me to do a radio show of my own, and he was telling me that I need to come up with a concept. I had, prior to coming up with the concept for the radio show, I was asked to pitch a TV show to a producer here in Virginia. With that being said, they liked the concept and thus allowed me to hit the label. I mean, not the label, land the television show To the Root of It, which I've been recording, recently concluded recording the promo commercial for it, as well as I'm working on the actual official logo and T-shirts and all that stuff like that. And we will be, like I said earlier in the show, we will be looking to record the first pilot episode of the TV show within the next 3 weeks. So that's pretty much where I am at the current moment.
Congratulations, brother. I mean, no doubt. I mean, well deserved. I mean, a lot of people don't understand some of the things that you've been through, what you've gone through. And, I think the fact remains, man, that you can inspire a lot of people, myself included, along with some other people, that you have a dream, you have a goal. Don't let no one deter you from it. Don't let nobody tell you can't do it. You know, F them. You know, straight up.
Honestly,
just to the point.
It's actually deeper than that. You have a purpose.
I mean, anybody can make a goal, but we have a purpose, a burning desire within you that's been placed inside you to make a difference or a change in something, yet we ignore them or disregard them. And I just happen to align myself with it and through that realize that if I continue to focus on my passion and my purpose, God will do the provision of to bring everything else together, and that's what's been happening. So if you find out what your purpose is and you use the gifts that God gave you to bring that purpose to life as well, and you will find that whatever purpose God gave you or gifts God gave you don't have you in mind, it has a whole bunch of other people in mind. And if you, like I said, align with that and just drive and stay passionate and bringing that passion or purpose to fruition, God will do the rest and provide whatever needs to be provided to get that to come to life.
Man, that's very well said, man. Very well said. You know, what we're going to do, I mean, you know, what are we doing our intros now? But, you know, we try to have a good time on the Man of Talk show. And after the Man of Talk show, we encourage a lot of our listeners to stay on and those who tune in to the Root of It Pilot show, because I think we're at a point now with To the Root of It Talk show that we're ready to pull this trigger, you know, officially.
Man, I don't know if y'all ready for the to the root of the topic of the day.
Yeah. So before we get into the you know, the DJ set, just want to kind of give them a prelude to the kids. What's the topic for to the root of it, bro?
Okay, the topic for to the root of it tonight is if you are working at a certain location and you have this person that has been strongly and passionately hitting on you, do you tell your mate about it, or do you keep it to yourself, and why? If you have somebody that's going hard, really, really trying to get at you at a job, do you share that, or do you keep it to yourself, and why? And my wife is in the background yelling, yes, you do.
Yeah, we want to hear that. We definitely want to hear that, so... stay tuned for the aftermath. So we're going to go in. We're going all the way in with this one. And I have a strange feeling there's going to be more arguing going on. But that's up to conversation, get to the root of it. You know, also, you know, the topic of the Man Up Show, if you come back to the DJ said, is about fatherhood, accepting the weight. There's weight included. You think being a father or being a parent is easy, whether you're a man or woman, fatherhood, motherhood, it's all a weight that we carry, but you have to accept it. You have to accept it because God, you know, doesn't give us the weight so strong that we can't handle. He's always there to provide and help us. So with that being said, we'll go to the DJ set, and we'll come back in about 10 minutes, and we'll get into this topic. Is that cool with you, brother?
Yeah, man, let's do it.
No doubt. We'll see you in 10 minutes. Welcome to the Man of Talk show, everybody.
Let me help you find yourself. Thank you. Call away.
Thank you.
take all of your honey. First of the month and ready to. Gotta get this paper. Come for us, we'll wait for you. I'm making it.
Every child is different, so it's a different approach.
If you read my thoughts of the day, Sig always talks about my children getting a percentage of the stories and stuff that I tell to use help others get to the conclusion of a thought of the day, a relationship thought of the day that I do daily. I always analyze and watch my children, and it's just, it's fun, and as well as challenging to watch them grow and be a part of that growth and enjoying the responsibility that is assumed once you become a father, period. So, but at the same token, I've been a father before I had children. I don't think being a father is something that once you just have a baby, it comes. I think you kind of have it, or you kind of adopt it prior to. I've been a father to many prior to having my own children, and I absolutely I just took those things and concepts and brought them to my actual children. I remember being when I was raised. When certain things didn't go a certain way, I always said when I become a father, I will not do it this way, or I will add this when I become a father. So I was kind of mentally a father prior to actually physically being a father.
Okay, very, very good, very good. I know we got my brother from another mother on the line, Brother Dow Harrison. What's up, brother?
Good evening, brothers. How's everybody doing?
What's good, man? How you doing, sir?
Eddie, happy Father's Day. Nas, happy Father's Day. Haas, I know you out there. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, he's going to be calling shortly. He just hit me on the text.
Yes, sir. So, I mean, I'm with my baby tonight. Got one of my two kids this weekend doing the Father's Day thing. So, let's get on this topic. I'm in there.
Okay, well, we're swinging it around a little bit. But brother, Brother Eddie hit his perspective on, fatherhood, just a brief, part of it. You know, what do you think about the topic, man? The fatherhood is accepting the weight. What do you think? How do you perceive it, or what's your perspective from that title alone?
Like I said, I mean, great topic, great time to go into it. It's Father's Day weekend, but being a father is more than just that you had sex with a woman and you created a baby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's not necessarily being somebody's father. Being somebody's father, being accountable for that child, to be there to support that child mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, that's being a dad. So, there's many sisters out there that are providing that role, when there's no daddy around. There's many of an uncle, there's out to all the uncles out there, to all the big brothers out there, cousins out there who, grandfathers out there who see a boy and step into that gap and is, for our young males. But, you need somebody who you can readily identify with as being a man. I all the kudos out there to all the brothers who see the void and fill the gap. Like something I was hearing Eddie say that, he was a father long before he biologically became one.
Mm-hmm.
He stepped in the void and filled gaps with, this one and that one. And then, when I become a father, I'll add this, I'll twist that, dot this I, cross this T, and make himself a better man as he's going along the way. Kudos to all brothers who've had that same, myself included, who've had that same story where it was a cousin, whether it was a nephew, whether it was a neighbor's child, whomever, you come across a young man who you readily identify, maybe reminded you of you. Shout out to all the brothers out there who are coaches, who took on, the mantra through, it started out as being through a sport or an activity, but have grown to care about these young men and their actual lives. Shout out to all the brothers out there who are scoutmasters, once again, you step into a void, they come into an organization, you're teaching them about accountability, about manhood, about being able to survive out here in the world. If all else fails, what do you do? Shout out to the scouts. You got these boys and you're trying to bring them up right. I mean, it's hard to raise a village. It is. You know, our village, you know, the more technologically advanced it gets, the more harder it becomes.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
So, good point. You know, all...
Now, you want to explain that a little bit too, some of our listeners? Because when you said that, I know we got a couple of like, what do you mean by technology? Because I know technology is kind of trying to take over the place of good parenting. But can you explain that a little bit to some of our listeners, what you mean by that?
Well, you know, you got your iPad, you got your iPhone, you got your iPod, you got your PlayStation 4, you know, you got this one and that one, you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, you're on Skype, you're on YouTube, you know, you're doing this, you're doing that. But where's the actual interaction coming from? Where's the instruction coming from? I've given you stuff to keep you busy. But, you know, where's the supervision coming from? Where's the guidance coming from? I mean, technology on its own is not a bad thing. It's a good aid, but it's not a substitute.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we use technology as a substitute. Back in the day, you know, our parents and sometimes us, you know, depending on our age bracket, you know, we put in a videotape, hit play, and then went about our business until the video went off. They had to come back in and do the videotape. Nowadays, it's so much more easy because, you know, you go online, your phone got 50,000 different apps. You know, you can play, you know, Bejeweled, Words with Friends, Fruit Ninja, whatever you want to do. And, you know, there's games all over the place where you're, like, Candy Crush. There's a whole bunch of games out there. Family Feud, Words with Friends, whatever. And, you know, there's so many things out there that will distract you and keep you occupied. But that's not a substitute for you actually being there. How was your day? What's going on in your life? What's going on in your world? Who's your friends? What are you doing? Where are you going? You know, there are certain things that, you know, well, our parents had to interact with us because there was, you know, there was nothing to really fill that void. Now we got 50 million things that can fill that void. You know, don't let BET, YouTube, and Grand Theft Auto raise your child.
That's true. I mean, a lot of young fathers need to understand that. I think that you're talking to not just some of our younger fathers, just some fathers who take the lazy way out, you know, throw the Barney on or something on the computers has alternated the time with your kids, you know. And it's just funny because I, you know, witness certain fathers spending time with the kids when they have time with either boys or the young ladies, you know, say, listen, I got my kid for the weekend. But yet you go, you know, see the kid's in front of the computer for most of the time that, you know, he spends with the father.
Right.
You know, so I agree with that assessment as far as taking the time out to spend time, you know, the small intangibles. YouTube, yeah, make sure you have time, but ain't nothing like hands-on experience. There's nothing like hands-on experience. And I just wanted to put a disclaimer in shout out. I know we got some women listeners. Ladies, you just as much have your part. I mean, you know, I know you said, well, the father, man, that's fine. Your mother teaching him to be the best man that he can be, you know, or the, you know, there's no father. I appreciate all the women that step up and do what they're supposed to do to try to help our children. So I salute you as well. I definitely salute you. I mean, so our ladies are listening. We have not forgot you. But, you know, right now we want to try to get our men to become stronger men, better men as fathers. And hopefully, me personally, gentlemen, I got inspired by the negativity that I grew up in. You know, some things, you know, I wanted to break a curse. You know, we call it a curse, you know, some families have family curses. You know, I don't believe in that per se, but kind of if you see history in your family of men acting a certain way, not being fathers, that alone, I said, no, that can't be my son. I'm not going to let that happen to my son or my daughter. I took an oath and I stepped up because I did not want my kids to not have that father in their life every time. So I became committed to that cause. You know, and I'm not saying I'm perfect, and I'm not saying there's a book written out for it. It's not.
I try to use, you know, teach them a little survival skills, teach them how to use logic. I try to teach them the best way possible, and I hope that lesson that I teach them that they can, you know, take that and go forward with. So, you know, I'm committed through, you know, watching other people's mistakes. Because I'm like, I don't want my kid to be, you know, go through this. I don't want them to go through the hardships. I want them to be better who I am. You know, I encourage my daughter and my son to be better than who I am. You know, whatever they do in life, do the best that they can. So that's all I can teach. And there is no book that I try to follow, or there's no expert to say, look, this is what fatherhood is. I try to teach them what to stay away from, how to live right, and give them some moral fiber to live by. That's what I try to do personally.
Mm-hmm. There's a few things that I'm gathering from what you all said. First thing I gathered listening to Daryl is it's the difference between presence and presence. Presence,
right,
as in P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, and presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. Father provides presence, and we oftentimes, just like you said, Nas, which is a danger zone, and I try to make sure fathers realize this. You know, you had a lot of absentee fathers who try to get back in, and they try to provide presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, to gain respect and get a bond or grow a bond or what have you, as opposed to presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, C-E. And because of this, they actually caused the child to do or be worse off, because now the child expects things without work and stuff like that, and it's imperative that you provide presence with the CE as opposed to the ENTS more than you provide the presence, because that is what a true father does, and that's when you grow, and that's what I mean by it's a danger zone when you say, I hear it all the time, you know, I want better for my children, but I also make sure that they understand and they go through the hardships of what I went through, because I am the man that I am today because I did lack, and I did have to go through things that in turn helped me to be a better thinker, be a more stronger person mentally, as well as a better decision maker because of my lack. So I'll create that lack in the household, as well as just allowing them to make decisions on their own in their life, as opposed to just taking it away because I can, just so that they'll build character and build stamina and strength so that they can survive any kind of situation, because there's a lot of people that, because they were on the come up or they made it, they spoil their children, which caused their children to expect things as opposed to work towards them and just be better individuals and have character and work hard to strive to be a better person than they had than they are due to, like I said, or like we said, wanting to have the more or better stuff for our children. Yes, I want better things for my children, but at the same time, my children have to work and grind within my household even, just so they can appreciate everything that they are getting that were beneficial or what I felt would have been beneficial to me as I came up. But I thank God that I went through everything that I went through because it made me who I am today. So for me to take that away from my children, I think I'm depriving them of potential growth as well. So we got to learn how to balance that stuff as fathers, even if we are successful or struggling, and as well as preventing ourselves from providing them with presence as in gifts, as opposed to presence as in time, to help them learn with what being a father or just a great person is all about.
I agree. I think that you nailed it with the fact how you broke down the presence. You know, exactly. It has the same, you hear the same words, but has different meanings. You know, I hear a lot of times, and, you know, for some of our listeners that are checking out the show, the Mental Talk Show, please call in, you know, if you want to speak to the host, 646-478-4507, hit the prompt 1 if you want to talk to us. Now, you hear a lot of times, you know, you hear the disgruntled mothers of children. And you have, I hear the arguments, but you have fathers who wants to be there for the kids. you know, and they go through these constant challenges through the system. You know, they're trying to do everything possible, whether they have, you know, they're a hardworking man, whether they're well off, whatever, they're trying. How can we keep those brothers or those men that want to be fathers, but yet for whatever reasons that may be, they're being, you know, dragged to the system, saying, you know, your father don't buy you this, he's no good, or I didn't get the extra $1,000 for my child, or, you know, they're going through constant struggles in with their baby mothers or whatever, the exes, however. They want to be there, but for whatever reason, they can't because there's just so much challenge that they have to deal with. How do we inspire those people to keep the fight going, to want to be around their kids?
You want to go first, Daryl, or you want me to go?
Brother, that's a flip of a coin. I guess I'll be the first one to take the plunge on this one. All right. I mean, because this is a hot button topic. We've all, a lot of us have been there. I know I have. There have been times where my ex-wife and me did not necessarily have the best of relationships after our divorce. In most cases, when you do divorce, yes, your relationship right away is still a little bit raw. Absolutely.
Right.
But I commend her, you know, that we both realize no matter how much we are not feeling one another. Let's keep this main focus. When we rip at each other in front of them, we're ripping on them as well. They are a byproduct of both of us, not just one of us. So if I say that she isn't worth S-H-I-T, you know, in front of my game, I am saying that you, my dear, ain't worth crap either, because that is your mother. If she happens
Good
to
point.
Say it about me, she's also saying it about you. So let the personage out of this. But whatever, okay, I was not a good husband, or you weren't a good wife, or whatever the case may be. Let's put, those are apples and oranges. Let's try to be the best parents. Regardless, we might not be together anymore. Or if it's a, you know, if it's a baby mama, baby daddy situation, we still might not be together anymore. But these kids, these children, they're still our children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, kudos and shout out to all the brothers who still want and desire to have that active relationship. One thing I can say, if you have the ability to be able to afford an attorney, get one. Not everybody can afford one. But if you can, sometimes you need somebody in between you and her.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't personal. You need somebody to look at this as stone cold business.
I think you said it right there, business. That's the perfect thing to say. I don't mean to cut you off, brother, but listeners, everybody said business. Sometimes it's not saying child is a piece of business, but in being a parent, sometimes you have to go that route to maintain your sanity, keeping your job, roof over your head, not locked up.
Yep.
So, good point, brother. Sorry.
No. I mean, look here, man. I'm talking about something we know. You know, sometimes it's just business. You need somebody who is not taking this personally, who's not looking at this personally. It's not about you. Personally, their responsibility is to make sure that your best interests are protected and the interests of your children are protected in your view. You know, okay, this is what I got. This is how much I have. So this is how much I have. This is what I can afford to give. I understand what you are asking for. This is how much I can afford to come out of my check weekly. If something should happen to come up, a special trip or a special occasion, my child has a special opportunity to go somewhere, obviously, because I'm the father. I would love to contribute what I can over what I normally give in order to make this happen. But I cannot afford to constantly be used as an ATM machine, and you're using my visitation as your way of be using me for an ATM machine. It's not going to go down that way.
Mm.
It's not.
Mm.
And sometimes you need that buffer between the two of you. Nah, we ain't fighting, we ain't fussing. I'm not dealing with you directly at all as far as this is concerned. Where do I deal with you? I meet you at Wendy's every other Friday night when you drop my child off. I will drop my child off, back off. I take my child to school on Monday morning. You pick up our child Monday after school. That's what goes down. That's where we're in contact. We're in contact at every football, basketball game, cheerleading competition, whatever, dance recital, hello, how are you, how have you been? Sit down, enjoy our child together. Maybe if we're not at the place where we can share a meal together with our child, I tell you what, why don't I have our child the night before? We'll celebrate before the event. I bring the child to the event, and then you take the child from the event and you celebrate afterwards. This way, I have a double celebration for their event instead of one, because me and you cannot seem to be civil toward one another. Well, these are things that you have to be progressive about. You got to remember, as a man, being a man, look, you have to try to be bigger. Try to be the bigger person. You have to look at what's in the best interest of your child. When you have a child, it's no longer about you. You really don't matter worth a dollar. And if you, let's say, you have a wife and kids, you are last on the totem pole every time. You just last. You are. So, you got your child to deal with. You have to put the interest of your child ahead of your own. Do you want to see this woman? No. She a trifling XY, blah, blah, blah. That all might be fine and good. Could be true. But that has absolutely nothing to do. You need to make sure that your child has the most positive self-image that they possibly have. Celebrate the good. If there's something that, I'm not perfect, your mom's not perfect. You don't have to tell, if your ex is dogging you out and treating you wrong and, giving you bad, trying to put you to a bad shade on you. You know something? As time goes on, be consistent, be true, be the loving father that you know how to be. As time goes on, your child will see, not by what mommy told her or him, but from what that child sees every time he's with you, that, okay, mom is throwing all this shade on dad, but while I'm with dad, I don't see none of that shade at all. So to me, we good. We straight.
There you go. Well said, brother. Well said.
Eddie, do it, baby. Hit it. I'm with you. Like, your ending was exactly where I was going to start off. Consistency. The hardest thing to do in a situation like this is to be the bigger person and be the consistent bigger person. And with that consistency, basically in the end, if you throw dirt, you lose ground. Period. If you're picking up dirt to throw it at somebody, you're losing ground and foundation under yourself in order for you to throw that dirt. You don't have a good foundation and stability yourself. You have to be consistent and stay focused on what you're supposed to be doing. I remember my wife would get so frustrated with my son's birth father over the stuff that he did, and she would tend to try to slip up and talk about it, and I would not allow her to do so. I'm like, no, you're not going to talk bad about him around our child or even to me. I don't want to hear it. I already know what it is, but it's just not allowed. But as time went by, like you said, my son just made choices on his own based on what he really saw as opposed to what was being said about me or anything like that. We didn't have to say anything bad about him for him to conclude the things that he came up with. Everything will come to light. So just take your time, be patient, and be consistent in trying to get your child. Make sure your child sees you coming by and they're sending you off as opposed to they're saying, I don't want you to see a child and you not coming. So be consistent. Show your face. show your love, show your compassion, show all of that stuff. And even though it might hurt or be frustrating in the end, the child is going to see your passion, your drive to get them or what have you. The worst thing you can do is allow them to talk you out of coming over and stuff like that. But if you show that they're sending you off, because they can, like you said, they're in their ear. So if they're in their ear and what you provide them is with nothing, all they're going to do is potentially believe what they're hearing in their ear. So make sure you show your face. Be consistent. Don't allow them to talk bad about their parents if they do, even if you agree with them. Say that's your mother or that's your father, and you are to respect them, da-da-da-da-da. You be the bigger person. You continuously be the person that is the model in the situation, so that in the end, for one, they're adopting those same habits prayerfully from you. But I personally think they will, because love always wins. So if you consistently show love through what your actions and who you are being, that will win overall, because they're going to see your actions. And then, like I said, when you're trying to discipline them or tell them about the way that they're supposed to carry things based on your actions, if your actions align with what you've done, it will stick more than you just telling them, well, you should do this, or you shouldn't be talking about people like that. And they're like, wait a minute, you talked about mom or dad that way. So you want to be cognizant of the way that you are being portrayed and based on your actions and the things that you're saying and doing. So consistency, patience, love and compassion throughout the entire process, and eventually, I promise, it won't go void, and you will see the results and be proud of yourself in the end.
Yeah, well said. Well said. Amen. Amen. You know, with those who check out the Man Up Talk Show, we want to say thank you, you know, for all the support that you give us and allowing us to do what we do here, you know. And I think that the gentleman, you know, I think the main point of being a father, I'm not saying this is the end all of what we're saying about what fathers should be about. Being consistent is the most important thing. You know, you got to lead by example, staying consistent and doing what you're supposed to do. I mean, not throwing shade on the other parent or whatever. You know, if you control what you're doing in a positive perspective, your child's going to see that. They're going to love you for that. You know, if she's engaged in some nonsense, or the mother's engaged in some nonsense, you don't got to be engaged to it. Like you said, if they're throwing dirt, like Brother Eddie said, they're losing ground. I think that's very, very, very well said, Brother. Very well said. I definitely agree with you. So with that being said, you know, we're going to go into a little bit of music, and we're going to start to the root of his show. What do you guys think about that?
Wow. Have you heard from Hi-Fi? Tell him I'm mad at him. If I don't hear anything from him today, I am officially upset with him.
I'm talking about right before the show. He's like, yeah, I'm on, definitely. He's been working, you know, night and day. I'm like, all right, brother, I mean, you'll be on the show, it's no doubt. So, Oz, if you're listening, man, we're going to talk to you after the show. You know, we'll hit you up. But, for real, I mean, definitely, I think you guys, you know, gave some food for thought for a lot of our young fathers, you know. And if you guys, if that woman, that young lady comes to you and says they're pregnant, I mean, Do the right thing. Do your due diligence. Ask the right questions. You know, I'm not encouraging you to just keep living all this stuff. You know, talk like it. If you was a woman or man enough, you know, to lay down with this young lady, and she has a choice, saying, look, I want to keep this baby, then understand. That's part of the deal. That you put it out there. You laid in that bed. You know, she made that choice. Man up. You got to handle what you got to handle. Because if you, you know, being irresponsible and laying up with the young lady or these ladies or whatever you're doing and making these babies and not thinking about the consequence, you got to think before you do certain things, fellas. You know, that's for our young fellas out there. So with that being said, let's go into some music, fellas. We'll come back with some closing remarks. And I think we got to get to the root of it, because Brother Eddie got a topic. You know, a trouble starting topic, I call it. So, Brother Eddie, before we go into music, you let some of our listeners know what the topic is, because soon as we come out the music, we go right into the show.
All right, to the root of it topic, please call in if you can and share your views and your thoughts. To the root of it topic tonight is, if you are at the workplace and you have someone that's really, really coming on strong to you, you seem to be handling it well, but they're consistently trying to hit on you and get you to go that direction. Do you tell your spouse or your mate or your girlfriend what's going on, or do you simply keep it to yourself? Your answer and why. That is what we're going to talk about tonight on To The Root of It.
You know what? You know what? I'm going to have fun on this one. I know you're going to be the man up show, but I'm not running on this one. I want to be a triple star on the next one. So listen, you know, guys, stay tuned. You know, let our DJ do what he do. When we come back, Brother Dab, we're going to do our closing remarks, and we're going to go right into To The Root of It. You going to be with us, brother?
Yes, sir. Oh, for this one? Look, I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, y'all going to call in tonight, please leave aliases. Drop an alias.
Okay. You got it, buddy. Let's go.
All right.
Find that. Hallelujah. I told you once before, I'm
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back to the show. Return of the Max. The brothers right here. Welcome to the Man of Talk show. And just having a good time on a Friday, on to Father's Day weekend. We are back with the brothers. I think you'll pay a couple bills. I just want to give a couple of quick announcements, fellas, if you don't mind. Big shout out to DJ Crazy K. Check us out. He's rocking tonight at After Work Fridays at the Southern Comfort Cafe at 501 Central Avenue, Orange, New Jersey. A lot of good food, great people, and an adult atmosphere. You want to check it out. They have After Work drink specials, good chef. And, you know, so if you're in the area in Orange, check it out. Also, Crazy K, one and only Crazy K, we call him the franchise star player. He's also be rocking in Brick City North this Saturday at 402 Broad Street at Center Stage Cuts. He'll be rocking there from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. So come on out, tell him that we sent you, and he's going to hook you up with something. That's June 15th this Saturday. Also, big shout out to the Regional American Sports Network, Jonathan of Network Sports Showdown out of Philadelphia. He's checking us out. Big shout out to Jonathan and his lovely lady. Both, you know, once again, thank you for linking up with us and checking out the show. Big shout out to my brother, Augustine, my man, who puts it into his workout in the gym, a Playful Sport News, and Best Kept Secret Entertainment Radio. They are checking us out. Big shout out to Augustine. We do make a lot of big moves here, brother. So, you know, also check out things that we're doing with foot to the root of it. And also shout out to my man, Charles McGill, the president of the Regional American Football League. He's checking us out. And he's responsible for linking up the new formed Regional American Sports Network, which we will be proudly a part of. And the Game Strong Sports Show starting 6/24, that's this month, on the 24th at 7 p.m. You know, we'll have our interview with Brother Ed. Big shout out to Big Ed Gladney. You know, he's part of the team. We'll be interviewing a lot of local sports, community events. You know, just bringing a little bit of what we do to you. So, once again, big shout out to all those checking us out, tuning in. We love you. We appreciate it. So, gentlemen, we have some closing remarks before we go to the next show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, brothers, basically, the word of the day is Happy Father's Day to all the brothers who have fathers. For those, you know, who, you know, haven't seen their father in a while, you know, you gotta let go of something sometimes, you know, because, you know, the mistakes that they've made have made you the person that you are. For me personally, a lot of the mistakes that my father made, I told myself I wasn't going to make those mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat in the fatherhood with me. So, you know, I've made sure that, you know, I've tried not to miss a birthday, not a special occasion, not a dance, not a anything. Anything that I could be there for, I was. Every graduation, every promotion, whatever.
Okay, now, let me hold you right there, brother. I'm not sure. We got our brother Hassan online. I'm not sure. So I'm going to see if this is him. Let's take this call. Let's see if we get him online. I apologize, brother. You're online with the Man of Talk show. Who we have on the line? Okay. I think we have this listener. It's okay. Like you said, I'm sorry, brother. You know, if you call in, they call in, hit the prompt. You know, we don't want to miss no calls, so that's why we have a little dead space. We want to make sure we give everyone that attention. I'm sorry, brother. Continue on.
No, but basically, you know, to all the brothers out there, you know, Happy Father's Day. Those who filled the void and filled the gap, mothers that filled the gap, other brothers that filled the gap, or fathers who are being fathers to their kids. God bless you. Happy Father's Day. That's it for me this week.
Hey, well said, brother. Well said. Brother Eddie?
Eduardo.
Brother Eddie, you still online? I'm not sure we have a little technical difficulty. I mean,
I apologize. I'm muted my phone. I'm here. I apologize. like Darryl was saying, Happy Father's Day. First and foremost, this is a shout out to all guys and me just personally and moms who are single parent moms is playing that dad role. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Every year she gets a Father's Day card from me since I was a young kid. She's been the perfect father for me. as far as dads are concerned and fathers are concerned, I definitely want to stress presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, as opposed to presence as in gifts, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-S. I want to make sure that we have more presence as in being in our children's lives as opposed to providing them with money and gifts, hoping that that is going to make us successful fathers or parents. I also want to make sure that we do research. Guys have a lot more rights than we think that we have. Like Darryl was saying earlier, definitely get lawyers and stuff like that, and definitely look into if you're questioning whether it's your, I'm not sure what you all's situation is, whether it's your child or not, definitely do your due diligence because, like I said, once you sign those papers and stuff like that, there's not really any turning back. You need to know and understand the laws behind stuff like that. And mm-hmm. Before you get yourself caught up on stuff like that, which is definitely going to be a to the root of the topic, because you can't get child support back and stuff if you find out that that wasn't your child and all that stuff like that. So research, know and understand the laws and stuff to understand the power that you do have and make sure that you're able to practice those things. Just like I said, happy Father's Day, and make sure that you are in your children's lives. I think I had something else, but I didn't write it down, so that's my bad. But definitely presence over presence gifts, and make sure that you do know and understand your rights as a father, and make sure that you are that's what I wanted to say. Keep in mind that whether your father was in your life or out of your life, you learned how to be a father from your father. That's mm-hmm. probably one of the most important things that you can grasp from today's show. Whether your father was in your life or out of your life, you have learned how to be a father from your father. What do I mean by that? If your father wasn't in your life, you have learned how not to be a father. Take all those times and things that made you feel terrible in the inside and make sure you do the opposite when you become a father. Those things that you got from your father when he was around, take those things and add to your parenting when you are a father, as well as those things that didn't feel good. Like I said, there are parents that are around that they're not really around. Again, presence versus presence. Make sure you take and learn everything that your father has taught you about being a father from him to make sure that you are a great father. Like I said, whether it's from lack or from them providing, make sure you take those things, use them, and make sure that you are a great father when it comes to your children. And that's it.
Man, that's well said, brother, well said. You know, me personally, I wanted to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, all the brothers, to some of our gentlemen that's even locked down. I mean, you know, I'm talking to some of our brothers that's for unfortunate reasons, or the powers that be, they're locked up, they can't be their children. I know their hearts is there, you know. So trust me, you know, when you get out, I'm pretty sure you're going to stay out, you know, and do the right thing for your kid. I mean, you know, like Brother Eddie said, you know, it's about the things that you've gone through, maybe things you've witnessed that he didn't do or your father didn't do. You say, look, I'm not going to be that person. That can motivate you to become the best father you can. I want to give a shout out to my godfather, to my father, to my grandfather, you know, every one of them played a part in molding who I am. You know, some of the ups and downs, some of the things I witnessed from other men growing up, and, you know, big shout out to all the mentors out there, the men, and, you know, that people out there just putting their work and trying to help be a part of the solution, not the problem. So I want to salute all of them. When I say salute, I had a strong salute going out to all the fathers. You know, we always don't get that song, Papa the Rolling Song, you know, Rolling Down Stone, all that. You know, so I salute you. I mean, and I honor you and uplift you. You know, and also I got to give the biggest shout out to the one and only Father, our guy, Father, for the man, for the person who he is, you know, for forgiving us. Well, you know, we don't need forgiving at times, but he helps us. So I salute our Father, you know, and all the fathers out there abroad. Well, with that being said, gentlemen, I think it was a very good show. I think you nailed the topics. Right now, you know, I encourage everyone, please stay on. And, you know, you check out the next part of the show. We call it, you know, 2 Hours of Power. You know, we're going to go into the root of it with my man, brother, Edward L. Fairley. So stay tuned. Enjoy the show. And once again, welcome to the Man of Talk show. But we're going to part two. So stay on. And you just want to enjoy yourself. So, gentlemen, we'll see you in a second or two. We're going to go right into the root of it.
He's beginning to believe the body cannot live without the mind.
This that's what they're just waiting for. We're going to sit back on it for a while, let them sweat on it.
No, we got to talk.
Hold on.
Basically, communication starts with self first. You have to first know yourself and figure out the process of learning how to understand you.
What are you?
I'm complicated.
You know, I just came to check up on you.
The radio show called To the Root of It.
This is my passion.
To the Root of It.
So, getting to the root of the things that we do, communicating in a manner that they understand why, so that they can now work on trying to break a habit.
To the root of it.
Someone does the opposite of what is
quote-unquote
common sense. But if common sense is common, everybody would know to do it, and there would be no need to correct someone or tell someone that they're not doing what everyone knows is common.
Okay, I've digested what he said to me in good faith. Now let me see if I can expand upon it and start to make it work for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, introduce
Edward L. Fairley.
The radio show To the Root of It.
It's time to keep your mind for the command.
Good evening. Nate Wright, once again, we are back for another strong show. Welcome to the Root of It. And we got your host, my man, Brother Edward L. Fairley. What's going on, brother?
Good evening. It is time to get to the root of an interesting topic. I got a few text messages already saying,
Okay, well, you want to introduce your panel, brother? Yeah, I just logged in your other guest host.
Okay, we definitely have, matter of fact, one of the herself, Miss Signature Black. She's one of the panelists today. We also have Mr. Daryl Harrington, as well as my man Nas on the mic in the panel today. We also hopefully have you all calling today. The number is 464-478-4507.
Why are we dyslexic? It's 646.
I am, but it is Daryl's fault because I was going off of his tweet.
I did. You're right.
So it is 646-478-4507. And the bad thing about it, Sig, she's joking, but I am very dyslexic, and I flip numbers around, and I practiced that probably 7 times before I said it out loud, and I said it right, but dead wrong, because I went off of the number that Daryl put on his Twitter feed. So the number.
I apologize. It just came to my mind.
It's been in my mind since a child. The number is 646-478-4507. Sig just caused me to have flashbacks of when my sisters used to say, you can't read my writing unless you put it in the mirror. But we're going to get past that. The to the root of it topic that we're trying to get now. First of all, let me help everyone understand what to the root of it is. To the root of it is not necessarily us getting to the root of what's right or what's wrong about a topic. It's getting to the root of why people come to the conclusions that they come to. And then you will realize that there are many different roots that come together to form one decision, and those roots are the actual people. And by us sharing each other's rationale or decision-making process, it actually causes you, the listener, to hear different points of views, which will cause you to actually respect their mindset because you understand their because and their why behind their decision-making. So with that being said, again, the number is 646-478-4507. And the topic tonight is, if you are working in the workplace and you have someone that is consistently hitting on you, trying to get at you, some kind of terrible, and you've denied them and you've done all of the things that you feel are necessary, but they still keep hitting on you. Do you, or even before it gets to that point, do you let your spouse, your girlfriend, your mate, your partner know what's going on in the workplace? And the question, do you let them know or do you keep it to yourself? And after you provide the answer, the rules in regards to the panel as well as the phone call, when someone shares their decision as well as their why, you remain quiet until it's your turn to give your reason why, not necessarily responding to them, and then we will also come back around and share or ask you questions in regards to the other end of the spectrum to see what your views are in regards to those things, and we'll conclude at the end. So let's start with, let's be gentlemen today on this Father's Day weekend. Ladies first, signature.
Yes.
Are you going to tell your mate or are you going to keep it to yourself that someone is really coming on strong at work? And
I'm
why?
Telling.
You going to tell them? And why are you going to tell them?
Because I'm going to tell him because he needs to know what's going on, so there's never any question about it. Should he pop up or whatever? And I'm telling because if it keeps persisting, my temper is going to take over. He's going to have to know why.
He's going to have to what?
He's going to have to know why.
Oh, okay. All right. Daryl, are you telling or are you keeping it to yourself?
I'm going to tell you my answer and my why.
Okay.
First, absolutely, I am telling. I'm blowing the whistle. I'm dropping bombs. I'm sending flares. And I'm going to tell you why. Because
Okay. Now,
a woman is most cunning, smart. If she wants you, she's going to come at you in manners and ways you have no idea that she's coming. So, look. I need to make something perfectly clear. I am trying to stay out of the middle of the fray. I'm trying to sleep in my bed, not on my couch or at my mama's house. I'm trying to sleep in my house. So, as soon as I know it's coming, I mean, I'm going to make it be perfectly known that, you know, thank you, Ma. I appreciate the attention, but no thank you. You know, God bless you. Move right along. Slide down the turnpike. Keep it moving. Second that I get home, you ain't going to never guess what happened to me today. All out there. This is our license plate number. But me, no, I get home every night at 6:02. I am here. You ain't get me caught up in nothing.
seems to be in agreement. My answer is I wouldn't tell.
Why?
Straight keeping it to myself. Why? Because I've shared at least 3 times, and my wife has made it evident that she can't handle it. And I mean, so much so she won't even go to the Christmas party. She want me to get people fired and go to HR and everything like that. And I personally don't feel it's that deep. So with that being said, to protect her mind and protect me from harassment mentally before I go to work and after I get home from work, I wouldn't tell. I wouldn't tell no more. I just handle the situation. But it's going to be, the day of work was good. Everything was fine. And, nothing really happened that deep. But I will make sure I keep all kind of emails. I will keep a trail and keep, boss and stuff informed, and any other people that I need to keep informed as to what's going on to protect myself. But just the way that my wife, she goes over the top to me mentally, it's something that today, another one again today, babe. They really coming at me. Nah, I'm not doing it. Because like I said, I've had events that I wanted my wife to come to. I'm not going there, see them trifling, have a smile in my face, knowing they've been trying to get your behind and all this stuff like that. And I'm like, dang, I can't even bring my wife to the daggone Christmas party because she upset with somebody she don't even know yet or even know is going to be there. So that is my answer and my why. Now,
wow.
My question to y'all is, what if you do share and you're consistently harassed about going to work, and what happened today, and then told how you should handle it? You need to go to HR. Is she fired yet? How are you going to handle that? And I'm going to start with C.
Oh, come on. You know, my situation is different because it's usually me they're going to be going to HR on. Let's be real.
Yeah.
That's how my assistant got his job. Good Lord. Yes, I said that out loud. It's no secret. His wife knew. I'm not one to be harassed. I have a bad temper. That's why I would have to tell, because he would have to know why now he's not picking me up at the office, but he's got to pick me up at jail.
There you go.
He's really going to know when I go to work in some jeans and some running shoes. He's like, okay, what's really getting ready to happen? Because I'm not one to be harassed. I'm not somebody who's easily intimidated. I don't think I've ever been intimidated. So it's just not going to happen. I'm not going to deal with it. It's going to get totally physical for me. You want this? You sure you want this? Let me show you what you don't want. Meet me on the roof.
You said intimidating and harassed. I mean, we're talking about literally somebody flirting with you, saying that they're really interested. I know you got a man, but I'm just feeling you like that. Da, 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 da. You're going to want to fight? And scratch eyes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay,
a minute. There is no scratch eyes. I'm not into the cat fight. You come at me like
that.
A man, I'm going to beat you like you a man.
I promise you.
Like I said, do you really want this? I told you no, I'm not interested. I got one or two ways to do it. I could fire you, but I'm not going to do that. Just meet me on the roof.
But all right, let's take the guy out of the equation. You told your man every single day he's asking, well, did he do it again today? Well, what did you do about it? Are you going to call the people? Are you going to call HR? How are you going to handle it then? If it happens another time, you still going to tell?
I'm telling, yes, I do have to inform HR because it's going to get blown out of proportion. Like I said, I do have a bad temper. I'm going to tell HR, and I'm going to have to call my attorney and be like, you know, what's getting ready to happen is.
Okay.
I'm just not that person that's gonna have to deal with that on a constant basis, and I've already told you no. You're gonna wish you didn't have nuts. If I told you no, keep it moving.
Okay. Well, there a person who would find it more flattering than intimidation or harassment. If after you told your lady or your wife, your partner, and she's consistent, like, what happened today? Did you get any email from her? I know that's your boss. Did you talk to her? Did she cut her eyes at you? Did you talk to HR about it? She need to get fired. Did you forward that email? When you get all that, the next time if it happens, are you still going to tell?
Well, here you go. Are we talking about the same person, or are we talking about a different person?
No, we're talking about a new person. See, I mean, if you think about my answer came from me doing it several times. And the consistent response was something that I just was like, I'm not dealing with this. I don't feel like going through all this every time somebody hits on me and I decide to share. So I decided to
give it to myself. Capitalize my cologne or something.
He said his cologne.
Something I'm doing today, I didn't do yesterday. Am I putting off some sort of vibe? Is it me? You know, because,
Oh, my God. Women hunt in packs, and if one can't get you, the next one going to try you.
You know, yeah, it was just like, happen. See the ring on my hand. See
that's between you and your wife.
Exactly.
You know?
That's going to be that's the responses. I'm telling you.
Between you and your wife. I just want to borrow you.
There's no borrowing. There's no, none of that. You know, please don't send me no email. Don't send me anything. You know, keep your job, please. I do not want to be responsible.
But now we in your office. I've locked the door. You're in a corner. You ain't got nowhere to run.
We ain't in my office. Hell no. In the elevator, that you might get off. In my hell no. Don't even remotely think about closing my door.
Okay.
Nah,
we're in the elevator
on,
and
hold
I push the emergency button.
Let's not lose sight of it. We're still talking about your partner and how she's addressing you about consistently being harassed or what did you do about it. And, like, now she has the Othello complex, what I mean by the Othello complex. She's playing pictures in her head what the lady's doing while you're at work and all of a sudden she's getting upset over stuff that's potentially not even happening because of what you shared.
I would say, you know, there's no reason. Now, if there is something that I feel that is out of control, that the person is more than amorous, you know what I mean? Not just look nice today or, you know, hey, you want to have a drink after work? And I go, no, that's all right. You know, you enjoy happy hour. See you tomorrow. And keep going. Ain't no reason for me to have a conversation. But if you're giving me no way out, congratulations. Victoria's Secret is right at the mall. You can get yourself a fresh pair. Congratulations. I gotta go. You know, if you're giving me no out, then, yeah, I would say something if you're giving me no out. But, I mean, 9 times out of 10, we have an out. But sometimes our ego sometimes likes the attention. And sometimes we invite certain flirtation. You know, just because, okay, some people say I got a pretty good sense of humor. So because I got a pretty good sense of humor, you want to joke and you want to kick it with me, that's cool. As friends, I ain't got no issue. Now, once we start to, you know, try to, you know, go around first and head towards second, you know, that's where you got to go, whoa, pump the brakes. Stop right here. See the picture on the desk. See the ring on my finger. I ain't trying to bust up my happy home. I like exactly where I sleep. And I'm perfectly comfortable with it. So that means I don't need to rest anywhere near you. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
We still keep going back to the flirting stuff instead of sticking with the household, what the spouse or the mate is doing. Consistently asking, how are you going to respond to that? Are you going to, like I said, like Sig said, there's going to be more people that come at you. And I just recall all the responses or the ways that it was handled by my wife in the past, which caused me to conclude that, you know what, there's no way I'm going to provide her with any kind of comfort as to what's going on. So to protect her mind, I won't bring it up at all and just make sure that I go about it according to the way I see fit. So my question is, when it happens again, when someone else tries to hit on you or whatever, if your spouse responds in a manner that you think, ah, that's a little too much, she came to your job, she took her earrings off, she got Vaseline and sneakers and stuff on, like, who is it? Who is the bee? If she comes to the job, are you going to tell them in the future if something like that happens? That's all I'm asking.
Well, if it's coming to the point where I might have to bail her out, then no.
Okay. All right. Nah. Your turn, man. If after you shared with the wife how the lady was hitting on you and everything like that, and she just blows a gasket, and she responds in a manner that is like, dang, it's not that deep. I just wanted to let you know what was going on, babe. I don't really think you need to go that route. Or to just over exaggerate the situation or what have you. In the future, if and when that happens again, are you going to still tell her what happened?
So are we talking about this young lady just getting more aggressive?
No, we're talking about another female. If the other lady is getting more aggressive, like what was that movie with Beyonce and
Upset.
Upset. I kind of recommend you take recorders and all kinds of stuff and let the police know, everybody know. But I'm talking about if someone new and you just recall how it went last time and it's like, I don't really want to go through, well, did she call? Well, what happened? Did Sarah say hi today after you told her what I told you to tell her? Is Sarah emailing you today? Did y'all working on y'all work on a project together? So it's like, are you gonna bring that stuff up again if like someone else decides to hit on you or they like your cologne like Daryl said or your personality?
What cologne you wear, bro?
I know. I'm trying to find out.
Right now, it's just going to be like shea butter, and that's about it because I ain't trying to get this.
Shea butter? Really? Shea butter?
Yeah. I'm trying to stay out of the middle, brother.
So what's up, Nas? What you doing?
You know what? I mean, I will be honest. At this point, I'm like, listen, man, she's coming at me again. Because she is there. I don't have to say something.
No, we're talking about a new girl, not the same girl. We're talking about a new girl.
It's a new girl. Hey,
you just trying to get me in the doghouse.
It's a new girl. Oh, it's coming out of the woodwork.
Well, hold on. Honestly, real talk. I will say something. I will say something. Real talk.
You said you would say something?
Yeah, well, I will say something.
Great. All right. Well, that's pretty much it, man. How we're going to go about it is apparently we all have different reasons, rationale. She don't want to go to jail because when she's pushed, she gets pushed, and when she gets pushed to that end, she liable to slap you, shoot you. No slapping because you came at her like a man. So she probably gonna punch you, shoot you, stab you, throw you over a building. Daryl is just trying to escape. Period. he don't want no kind of trouble. You are causing too much sweat upon his neck. he's changing colognes. He's switching desks. He asking the teacher to send him to the back of the classroom and everything because he does not want his house to be broken up. We're talking Nas is like, I'm just telling. I want open honesty. And that's another thing. I'm gonna ask y'all in regards to me. Does me not sharing, does that make me not honest, or what does that say about me? I want y'all's honest opinion. I'm fine because my wife, when I brought this topic up in the beginning, in the background she was yelling, "Tell it." Tell it.
Oh, no, I understand what you're saying, Eddie, because that's extra stress. I mean, you already got this hooch and that trick coming at you, and then you got to deal with stress at home
And your wife is a real sweetheart. And sweethearts are unlike people like me. When they get mad, when they get mad and something happens, you would rather see Sig. I promise you. So I understand about that. I would, if I had, if it was that, oh, is he doing this to you? I'd be like, I ain't telling him nothing else. I'm just going to start shooting people and call it a day.
Nah. What do you think, man? With me not sharing and potentially keeping it to myself and not sharing, what are your thoughts, man? Does that make me a liar? Does that make me a peacekeeper, so to speak, or trying to protect my wife's thoughts? Because I know I have to work here. This is my job. And she's talking about getting other people fired in a recession. what does that make me? The fact that I'd rather keep it to myself and not bring it up. If it was an ass, now I ain't gonna lie. If I was an ass, I'm gonna say something. But if you just tell me how was your day, I'm gonna say it was good. Now if you get more specific, you gonna get the specifics that you asked for. That's just the way I am. But I'm not gonna just come home. Guess what happened to me today, baby? Yeah, man, another one came at me. She locked the door on me. Yeah, dropped to her knees and everything. Nobody was in the building, but I told her, I said no. I said no. I'm here, as you can see. I'm on time. I got off at 5:15, you know.
Well, what did you do from 2 to 3?
Exactly. It's too much. It's too much. It's like, yo, for one, I brought it to your attention, so that should let you know that I'm not trying to go there. Otherwise, I would have, you know, just not said anything about it. But now I'm not saying anything about it because the way, like I said, come on, man, you can't go to the Christmas party with me. Now people wondering if I do have a wife. Now they're really trying to get at me at the Christmas party. I want you to be there. But because you're so upset about a girl you ain't never even seen or even know is going to be there, you ain't even coming to the Christmas party with me? Nah, let me know. Honestly, just keep it funky with me, man. Am I being,
my first thought, that's your house. I mean, you know, I can't tell you what to do with your house.
Man, don't
tell
me what to do
with
your house.
No, you
don't
want
to
hear
that, man. That is the most flattering thing my wife could do is telling me that it's some guys trying to get her. I'm just keeping it funky. If guys aren't trying to hit on my wife, I'm nervous. I'm like, what the hell did I pick to where nobody wants to get at my wife? I'm just keeping it funky, man. If I'm walking the street and nobody's trying to get at my wife, nobody's looking at her, what the hell do I have? What did I pick? So if you come at home telling me somebody's trying to get at her, I'm going to be flattered and just trust that she's going to be able to take care of that the way that she should take care of that. And that is the God's honest truth. That's flattering to me, and that actually makes me put my chest up because I got the one that everybody wanted. So whoever wants
okay.
to go next, please do.
Nas, I want Nas to go next because he's going to beat around the bush.
Yes, please take 13, Nas. You don't have to go to 95. I'll take 95 to get to Virginia, man, from Jersey. Just go take 13 straight to the to the answer, man.
Come on. What you going to do, Nas? She said, oh, boy, hitting on me. You know that fine janitor. It just looks so good in them
janitor
greens. Fine janitor in that building. Come on now.
I love a man in janitor overalls. What is
come
she,
on
what
now.
Trying
to pick top on me? Come on now.
Come on, answer me.
I'm not asking, can you hear me? Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Say what?
Yeah, well, I'll speak it up. Listen, first of all, I think she would tell me if it got persistent. And then, you know, she would tell me. But then, on the other hand, usually when I show up to their work, they think twice before they even try to push up on her.
That's the most direct answer he done gave. That's the most direct answer he done gave. I'm so proud.
Go ahead, Dale. What you doing, man?
All right, here we go. Now, actually, mine's a combination answer of both of y'all's answers. Now, my lady, which Nas can attest to, is a very attractive woman. So, somebody hitting on my old lady is nothing unusual at all.
Exactly.
She's a fine woman. So, yeah, I mean, if you got a pulse, you go on look. And I ain't got no problem. There's no disrespect whatsoever because she is an attractive woman. Now, if you don't let her know be no, and she feels a certain kind of way about her no not being no, then this is where me and Nas are on the same page. Then my friend, me and you, are going to have a conversation. You may not have a conversation. If you cannot understand her no, it's no. Because she has to come to me because her no is not being recognized as no. That means that my queen is threatened. Nobody threatened my queen. That's just not going to happen while I'm
leaving. Wow. That's violent.
Sig, I want you to realize what just happened, though. I just want you to realize what happened. This just got flipped into something totally different. Not one time did we bring up the fact that maybe we're going to our wives or our girlfriends to be saved. And they immediately took it as, okay, she brought it to me, and if you don't stop, I got to go rescue her. And
I know. Like she can't handle it herself.
But we never said that we went to our wives to be rescued. And I'm glad that was brought up. Would you go to your wife to be rescued if the female was if she was coming on too strong? Because I didn't hear you guys say anything like that. Would y'all say, hey, babe, she keep on, man. She keep doing it, man. And she won't take no for an answer. Could you handle that? Or talk to me, Nas. Would you go to your wife with the intent of her rescuing you?
Nah, I mean, she doesn't do that.
What about you, Dara?
No, hell no.
So why would y'all expect them to come to y'all to be rescued?
No. It's,
because you know what? Because men think anytime we as women say anything, they need to fix it.
I just told you, if my wife told me, I'm like, way to go, boo. Now, if she told me, please believe that I am there and we're going to have a real man-to-man conversation. Yo, my wife has been telling me that you've been consistently hitting on her. She told you no. And if you don't stop it, from this point on, whatever I'm going to say after that. But if she does not tell me that that's what she's looking for, I'm just taking it as a compliment and saying, well, you know what you got, and we're going to keep it moving. But I'm not, like I said, that's a compliment to me. If you hitting on my wife, that is a compliment to me.
It is. It is. And like I said, mine is a compilation.
I'm so glad that we touched on this, but it's so many different elements that can cause a person's decision making in regards to something like this, and I just wanted to bring it to the table. I kind of figured that my answer was going to kind of shock the listeners as to what it is that I would say, and that goes to show that I, for one, I'm not predictable. It's all dependent on the situation. Like I said, and my rationale behind it, I'm literally trying to protect my wife's mind. I know she has a vivid imagination. That's why she loves fiction books. And the fiction books don't help the situation either, because she's reading smut about people cheating, doing all kinds of stuff in the first place. So all she's doing is placing me potentially in the middle of one of them characters that align with the story I just told her about the lady that emailed me or text messaged me or asked me to do whatever she asked me to do. So honestly, it's to protect her her thought process. Then you also have people that's trying to protect.
Yeah, I think we just lost Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we just had a drop. Actually, we got 1 minute left for the show, actually 30 seconds. We want to thank everybody listening to The Root of It. Tune in next week and pay attention on Facebook. And we'll listen to the Thought of the Day with Brother Edward L. Selly. Once again, Sig, Brother Dow, Eddie, if you can call in within the next couple seconds before the show comes to a wrap, we got to close out the show, brother. So, Sig, you got any closing remarks?
No, you guys are great. I enjoy the show. Happy Father's Day.
Okay. Well, I think we lost the trip. Yeah, we tried to get him back online. We just lost him. Well, once again, welcome to the show. We appreciate everybody tuning in to The Root of It, and we'll see everyone next week.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.